It's Tuesday, October the 7th, and with your news at 7 a.m, I am Leonard Witbien. October marks Cybersecurity Awareness Month, a nationwide effort uniting government, business and citizens to promote safer online practices. Minister of Information and Communication Technology, Emma Teofelos, said the campaign focuses on raising awareness about the increasing threat of cyber attacks and the need to safeguard both personal and organizational data in a rapidly advancing digital environment.
It's for all of us to be very vigilant when we are interacting on cyberspaces, whether it's social media, whether it's through our emails, whether it's interacting with our banks or loved ones. All those interactions that happen over the internet or online, we must take the necessary precautions not to share unnecessary information with strangers or even those we love. Some information should only be known by us. So be vigilant, be safe, and spread the message to also encourage your loved ones to be safe online around the Cyber Awareness Month.
The city of Windhoek has launched International Fire Safety Week under the theme Unite to Ignite for a Secure Nation, as Mayor Ndeshia Filalaranja noted that the fire brigade has responded to over 2,000 fire incidents this year, nearly 1,500 of them in informal settlements. Senior Stations Officer Philippa Sikongo highlighted that the campaign running from the 6th to the 10th of this month aims to raise awareness about fire prevention and community safety.
If you look at what we want to achieve with this specific week, is to just go out in the community and engage the community in terms of their needs, as well as looking at how can we educate and create a fire resilient community as well as a fire savvy community.
Namibia is hosting the second session of the Botswana-Namibia Binational Commission in Windhoek until the 10th of October, concluding with a Heads of State Summit co-chaired by President Netumbonandi Ndaitwa and Botswana's Duma Gideon Boko. Presidential spokesperson Jonas Mbambo said the event will review cooperation across diplomatic, economic, social and security sectors, with several bilateral agreements expected to be signed.
Binational commissions are important because they provide a structured space for countries to review progress, deepen collaboration and find practical solutions in areas that affect people's lives, from trade and security to education and health. Over the next few days, delegates will meet under four committees: political and legal, economic, social, and defense and security, reflecting the full depth of our partnership.
Madagascar's President Andry Rajoelina has appointed Army General Rufin Fortunat Safisambo as the new Prime Minister, Reuters reports, following the recent dissolution of government and nationwide protests over presidential power and water shortages. Safisambo replaces Christian Tsai, who was dismissed last week. Before his appointment, the General served as Director of the Military Cabinet in the Prime Minister's office. To the U.S. now, the governor of Illinois is adamant there is no reason for federal troops to be deployed to Chicago as the Trump administration authorizes the move. It's not just Chicago, but also Oregon, although the president has run into legal roadblocks in the state. Mitch McCann is our correspondent.
Governor Pritzker said there is no reason a president should send military troops into a sovereign state without their knowledge, consent, or cooperation. Mr. Trump has long threatened to deploy federal troops to Chicago, citing high levels of crime. This year, he has already deployed federal troops to California and Washington, D.C. On Sunday, a judge dealt a blow to Mr. Trump's plans in Oregon by preventing National Guard troops from anywhere from deploying to the state, blocking his attempts to sidestep an earlier ruling that only prevented Oregon troops from deploying.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.